Houston, this is N5ALW, Night Control for the Blinker Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. at the Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be held on April 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble at our website at www.bluevilleARC.com. Are there any Echo Link stations wishing to check in? Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2BFM, good evening, Bob.
AC2WI.
KD2AIT.
Okay, we've got N2BFM, KC2WI, and KD2AIT. George, what's going on? N2BFM.
Well, good evening, Bob. Ray, Jeff, and, Pete and everybody else on the net, anyone else listening. We've got a temperature here of 34 degrees with light to moderate snowfall and rain at the present time. And a high today was 40, and that present temperature of 34 is the low for the 24-hour period. So I'm not soaking in as much wood as I had in the past because it's not quite as cold as we all know. And that's a help to me for sure. Okay, with that, we'll say God bless, 73s. N2, PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, spring is coming, and I'm glad to hear that. I think there's a bunch of us ready for spring yesterday. But being it's coming, that's fine with all of us. All right, thanks for checking in, and we'll move along to KC2WI. Pete, what's going on?
KC2WI, well, I'm on 3963 with KC2QSG out in Syracuse talking about boondocking and stuff around Framingham and whatever. We lost it here. I spent a week and a half almost, I guess, up in Lake Pleasant. I went up last Monday, the intention of going to the radio club meeting and then going riding with a couple friends of mine Tuesday, and well, I just didn't feel too good Monday afternoon. I actually took a nap here before I left. I made it up there, went to the meeting, went home, went to bed. Didn't get out of bed, basically, until Thursday afternoon, because obviously I didn't ride. I called the guys Tuesday morning. I said, no way, I'm going. And they said, well, we're not going either. I think it was a little bit of a snowy day, whatever. So I did meet him on Saturday, and actually Sunday would have been much better, but the first time I really stepped out of the house was Thursday afternoon, just to sort of, you know, step out. And then Friday afternoon, I felt halfway decent. I went out for about a 15-mile snowmobile ride just to go out and get some fresh air, you know, if not any kind of a fast ride or anything, just real easy. And then I stayed up there. I went out Sunday afternoon, Monday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon for, you know, 30 miles. But it's off, you know, it's exploring stuff where you could just go anywhere, because after that snow rain, ice pellet, whatever mixed on Saturday, and then it got cold, boy, that you walk right on top of the snow. 3 feet of snow, you walk right on top of it, never go through it. So it was pretty neat. And now I'm playing catch up, and we'll try to go up there this Saturday and meet him again for a little bit. So that's the scoop from here, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Sounds like you had a pretty active schedule going on. Yeah, at least you get out to get a little bit of a time on the sled and whatever. I think I've got a total of about 62 miles for the whole winter. Not very much to brag about or talk about, but one of those years that never really got around to it or had the time to do it. Yeah, it's a little bit lax on the snow this year for me. Well, sounds like you had a time of it with the cold or whatever. I think it's going around. I know I've had it with, I guess congestion chest or whatever. Kind of worked around it a little bit. Didn't get very far with that, but let it pass, let it run its course, and that was it. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Pete. You have a good one, and we'll move on to KD2AIT. Jeff, what's going on?
Good evening, it's KD2AIT. Not much going on here, just working here a bit. I went on the website there and I listened to the March net from last year on the 26th. Jack had checked in and said it was 20 degrees. And I remember, and I said something about it snowing here in Booneville, so I guess we're doing a little bit better, although it is starting to snow a little bit here now. But it's not 20 degrees, that's for sure. Anyway, not that much else to report, so we'll turn it back to you. It's KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, here it's been snowing all afternoon pretty much, and on and off. We had a little bit of sleet earlier and rain before that, so I guess they're throwing just about everything at us in the last hurrah here, and I'm hoping that's what it equates to. I'm ready for the warm weather. I know you are. And I'll tell you what, I just want to get out where it's sunny, there's green grass, leaves starting to pop out, whatever. But I know that's not going to happen for a couple of weeks yet. But it's in the forecast anyway. I think George had said it best when he said spring is coming. He didn't give us a time schedule, but it is happening, I guess. We're going to have to take his word for it. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Jeff. You have a good one this evening. This is N5AOW, looking for more check-ins.
KA2ZZ.
KA2ZZ. Jack, you're sounding good this evening. You're making it through this one. Full quieting.
Yeah, actually, I find I can go into the, FM repeaters like this when it's raining or snowing. Sometimes, for some reason, the airways are a little clearer. I don't pick up so much interference down here. Yeah, it's perfectly quiet here, too. And, we had much the same as you were just talking about. We had rain this morning and sleet. It's going to turn into snow, and right at the moment I don't think it's doing anything. We're at 33 degrees, and I suspect it's going down from there. So, other than that, not too much going on down here. 7-3's all around. KA2000.
Okay, Jack. Well, I agree. I got it. It's shaping its way into spring, but it's taking its sweet old time doing it. And I would like to see it do a little bit quicker, but it's not going to happen, I guess. We are slated to have warmer weather for a good portion of the week, so that's okay, and there isn't much left of that. I think we got a day or two where it's going to drop down a little bit, but it's going to pick up. And that sounds good. I wish I had the wherewithal to do it like George does, but I don't. But anyway, 73 at all. Spring is coming. That's about all I can say. And I'm looking forward to it. I know most of us are. All right, this is N5AOW. I'm looking for more check-ins. Well, I spent a little more time in the kitchen today. I did that yesterday. This afternoon, I wrestled together a few things for dinner, get everything prepared. You know, when the weather is like this, you tend to do that. You spend more time than you normally would putting a meal together or putting something else together. And it just makes the time go by quicker, I guess. And as far as that goes, I'll tell you what, I don't know where this month has gone, but as long as it goes as quick as, or the snow goes as quick as the month has, I'm okay with it. So, yeah, with that, we'll make another call and see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW. Anyone else care to check in? Well, I guess at that point, we'll see if there's any comments or queries or late check-ins. If I have one myself, I wondered if you enticed yourself into a brandy last night. I guess not, I did. I'll tell you what, it really worked well. And it helped with the voice, it helped with numerous other little things. Occasionally you gotta do that. It just seems like it's better medicine than some of the pills you have to take to try to make things better. Alright. Well, not hearing any comments, queries, or late check-ins, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net, return to frequency of regular amateur use. I want to thank George. We had Pete and Jeff and Jack check in this evening. And anyone else that listened? 73 to all. And 5 ALW clear.
XB, can anybody hear me? This is KD2HXB, can anybody hear me? KD2AIT, this is KD2HXB. How do you read, over?